Trevor, teammates mentioned an emotional scene in the locker room. Gary saying he's going to step down. Were you surprised, and what was your reaction?
Really surprised. Kind of sad, obviously, that he wasn't going to be here. Didn't really have an idea, so glad we won, but still just feels kind of weird.
Things are a little bit different since a year ago. Have you learned anything about yourself since you became the starting quarterback?
Well, I think so. I think I've learned a lot just playing. A lot of things I need to work on, no doubt. But the one thing is that I'll never forget is the locker room and the guys and the coaches and how much I enjoy being around those guys. It was special for sure. So really proud to be a part of it.
What was the emotion in the locker room like after this game, and kind of what did he tell you guys?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I don't want to get into too much what Coop said. I'll leave that up to him. But yeah, it was emotional. You got a lot of guys that love him. He's a heck of a coach, but a better person. I mean, you guys deal with him a lot. You know how good of a guy he is. So, glad we sent him off with a win, though.
Trevor, when you said you didn't know, did you not know before the game the rumors that were going on, or you just didn't know officially until afterwards?
I heard the rumors. You don't know. I don't want to assume anything, I think. So I just wanted to go out there, play hard. It was our last time playing this year, and figured, Coop would address it one way or another. So,
Trevor, obviously, Coos was one of your bigger supporters, and he believed in you. How does it change for you this offseason knowing that he's not going to be your coach?
Yeah, I love Coop. I think owe him a lot, obviously. I had no business being drafted, no business really being around, so I owe him a lot for giving me a chance, getting me in the door and giving me a chance to play. So it's tough, but got to push on.
How proud were you of the way the offense finished the season, of the efficiency y'all produced?
It was good. It was good to get off to a fast start today. That was something we were missing, I feel like, last couple weeks. So got off to a good start. Defense played their tails off, gave us the ball back when we didn't piece a drive together. So good team win, all three phases, I'll say.
Trev, Gary said during the week that Paxton was expected to play. Were you expecting to come out at any point? Were you surprised you went the entire way?
Just because Coop said we'd both play. That's the only reason. But when I was out there, at that point you just want to make the most of your reps and do my best to put us in a position to win. So, that was the only reason.
Trevor, when you were named the starter, what did Gary say to you to give you the confidence to know that you could, command the huddle and run this football team?
Just said I earned it. That's all, I needed to hear. It seems like a while ago, but yeah, just said I earned it. Gave me an opportunity, said make the most of it. Wish we could have gotten the playoffs, obviously, but, a lot of good memories along the way for sure.
Gary said this week that he wanted to give you a chance to get the bad taste out of your mouth from last week. Was a win enough to do that for you? How did you think you played individually?
Yeah, I mean, winning's everything. So getting the win is obviously number one. I don't think I could have played better, could have played worse, obviously. But, win's a win. I think there's times I've played better and we've lost, which hurts. So I'll take a win any day of the week.
Simeon, obviously every year players move on, they say. So what will you miss the most about this 2016 team?
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. I think got a lot of great personalities in there. Vaughn, Akib, DT, Emmanuel. We'll have a ton of guys back. But, it was just a good locker room. Good to be around. Good guys to be around. Supported each other. Loved the game. So, it was a really good group.
Trevor, what did Gary do specifically to help you develop your game, whether it was last year when you weren't getting reps through, I guess, this week?
Yeah, he had a ton of stuff, obviously. I think the one thing about Coop is he coaches you hard, which you appreciate. So he coached us all hard. He was fair. He's as fair as it gets. But he gives everybody an opportunity. He coaches you hard, and he gets the most out of his players.
Trevor, do you have plans to get your pass catchers together, your skill guys together, maybe include Paxton in it, but before y'all can get together on the field with your coaches, whomever they may be, just because the league won't let you? Do you have plans February, March to do that?
I think so. I think, yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but we'll get together one time for sure. For OTAs, all of us, you know, Paxton included, get together and throw it around a little bit.